Welcome to our Let's Have a Conversation podcast with Kim Munson. I am thrilled to have in studio with me my friend, Pastor Christine Uwizera Coleman. And she is a survivor of the Rwandan genocide. And my gosh, it's been a while since we've sat down and had a conversation. Pastor Christine, it's great to have you here.
It's a blessing. You know, it's been a while, and I missed being here, but I'm glad you invited me to come back.
Well, lots to talk about. We were going to talk about this. You sent me a text message on 25 facts you need to know on how to say no to the needle. And this is regarding the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus jab. Before we get to that, though, just recently we've seen riveting pictures come out of Afghanistan, U.S. airplane trying to leave on the runway and people clinging to it, running by it. What's your thoughts on this, Pastor Christine?
You know what? I couldn't sleep last night because I know what it is to be in that place where you know if no help, and it looks like the help is gone. You know, God was using Americans. And you know what is coming. You know that the people who are coming in, they're not very good people at all. And you know it's a fateful situation that is coming upon you. And so I would say this is one of the biggest mistakes I have ever seen committed by any president, anywhere, anytime.
Well, and what's interesting, I did watch Joe Biden's comments on this, and he was laying blame and talking about that we needed to get out of Afghanistan. I do not disagree. I don't think that we really should have been there for 20 years. However, it seems that real leadership would have figured out an honorable way to exit the country, get equipment out that we have there. Right. But I'm thinking of all the lives. They say there's 20 to 30,000 Americans there. And then you've got to think about those people that helped Americans. And it really reduces our credibility on the world stage because, in essence, we haven't kept our word to them.
You know, this is, in a way, a global threat because not only did we have Americans, but our allies. And all these Christians, all these people who are faithful to the American people. So what we left there is a vacuum, and there is nobody to fill it. This is a fatal mistake. And what can we do? You know, what I'm doing right now is to pray because I believe miracles still happens. I know those guys who are coming in are not good guys. I have seen in Rwanda what happened when Kagame took power. You know, the West was saying, oh, he's good. But these ones who are coming, even the left and the right, everybody agrees that the bad guys are coming in. And so we need to pray.
We really do need to pray, and I cannot even imagine all those people that are there. And again, it did not have to be this way. It did not. Let's move over here to another subject, and we are seeing in our country now, you've called it medical tyranny. So let's talk about that.
It is, because you're being forced to do something on your body. Everybody has a free will to do what they want with their body. You know, I was looking at a clip last night, which my husband gave me, and it said something when it comes to abortion. The administration says and support where the left support my body, my choice. But now when it comes to this vaccine, yeah, it's your body, but I'm going to decide for you. So I think we need to rise up and do something because you can do something.
Well, and what do you think we should do, Pastor Christine?
Okay, first of all, I do believe that people should not have fear. People should not bow down just because somebody high up there said, do this. This is a free country. And, you know, I can see that communism is really working through our government right now. I don't know about you. I can see socialism is coming. But you know the way to fight that is to say no. The way to fight this, number two for me, is to not have fear. That's what God told me. Tell Americans people to not have fear because when you don't have fear. Even the person who is going to try to use the gun to force you, they will tremble because fear is a weapon that is not defeated. The other thing, the third thing, which I believe actually should be number one, the Lord spoke to me and he said, every church, every pastor, you need to open the door of the church. This is not a normal time where people need to pray once a week. Open the church. Let's have a church like how it used to be. Open it. The pastor doesn't have to be there, but open it so that people can come in and pray. Because we are dealing really with like a demonic power. That's what I think.
Well, we are living in a time of medical tyranny, and it's gone beyond. Don't you remember when this first thing started? We didn't quite know what it was. We're going to have 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yes.
Well, the curve's been flattened. And then when we look at the actual fatality rate on this, it's and every life is valuable. But it's the recovery rate, we should say it that way. The recovery rate is very, very high. And there are treatments out there. But a lot of people don't know about that. And I question why. Many people say it's because of money, but it seems like there's almost something else going on this medical
tyranny.
There
is something else going on. And I would say it's global. Some people call world, one world order. So when you were talking about like method to recover, yeah, there are out there. There are so many. But have you seen that on social media, I cannot put like a testimony of what I use to cure myself. You are being controlled that this is fixed this way. And so there is something behind this that we do not know, and we need to know, and we need to wake up, and we need to say, no, you will not control my life.
Well, and to that point, this is a text message that you had sent to me, and get to it. I had it up here just a second ago. Here we go. And it says, how to say no to the needle, 25 facts you need to know, and it is by Peggy Hall at thehealthyamerican.org. And I was going through this, and you would recommend that people go to, again, thehealthyamerican.org and check this out. What are some of the takeaways that you got as you were looking at this particular piece?
You know, this is the country of the free. This is a country where we have law and order. Normally, in a normal administration, but I don't think we're dealing with something that is normal. People need to know in America, the law is on your side. So the first one right there, it says there is no legal authority that can require you to get a vaccine against your will. So the law is on your side. Nobody is supposed to come and force you to do something that you don't want to do. And I would recommend that people go on this website, read all those things, so that when you are told to bow, you stand and you know there is the law behind me.
What about this fear of people that they're being told that if you don't get the vaccine, then you'll lose your job? What do you say to people when they're faced with that? It's terrible that they would be faced with that particular choice. And I'm not going to call that a choice, with that particular mandate, if you will.
It's always good to do the right thing, you know, even though it seems like it's hard in the beginning if you lose that job. But you need to remember that you can sue them. And you need to remember that fear doesn't make things better. So people need to stand underground. And people need to fight. I don't think people should just say, okay, they should say, I'm not taking this. But I don't think they should pack their stuff and leave. They need to resist. They need to stand. And the other thing, too, I have been inspired by Europe.
How so?
I'm watching all my friends going in the streets. I just spoke to a nurse, and she was telling me, oh, I need to go to protest. A few weeks ago in Paris alone, there was over 165,000 people protesting. So I would say we need to do something. We need to have action.
Did, And I've been surprised as well. I have friends that will send me videos of what's going on in Europe as well. And our kids are going back to school. We're seeing these mask mandates, which I think is just terrible. Kids breathing in things that are supposed to be expelled from your body on a healthy basis. This is all, it's just tragic to me, Pastor Christine.
Yes. So I have a message for parents, you know. This is the time maybe to remember that where you send your kids matter. I think right now I would advise everybody to check private school. My son has been going to a private school, and you know what? Because of that, I don't have to deal with drugs, things. I don't have to worry about him being, you know, addicted to alcohol. The other thing is that it's the decision of parents whether kids should have a mask or not. It's not the right of the teacher. It's not the right of the mayor or the governor. It's my children. It's my choice. If they are minors, we decide for them.
So I've thought a lot about this whole freedom versus force thing, force versus freedom, on the whole COVID Wuhan China virus narrative, and people possibly losing their jobs, kids in school. It seems to me, on the positive side, that this could be a fabulous entrepreneurial moment in America. And that is if you are a valued employee of a particular company, you're doing your job well, and your employer comes to you and says, you do this or you lose your job, maybe you might want to start a business to compete with that particular business. Yes?
I think it's going to work for good, but people need to stand and now bow down and take this poke, which really, to be honest with you, this has not been there for so long for people to feel confident. So if you want to be tried on, go right ahead, but you let the people who don't want to be tried on, you just give them their freedom.
Well, and this is a question that I can't quite understand. I had a conversation with someone just this last weekend, and was going to go see, it's kind of a long story, but anyway, someone in their family, and they said they're very concerned about people that are unvaccinated. And I said, well, if a person is vaccinated, why should they be concerned about being around people that are not vaccinated, right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. This is all about money, but this is beyond the money. I do believe there are people out there who want to control the whole world, and we should not let them control us.
Well, and you do. You see this as worldwide, this push for this mandated vaccine. Now, before we went on air, you told me a little bit about Rwanda. Let's talk about Rwanda and the vaccine.
So in Rwanda, it's been almost 30 years. People are being oppressed. And for a long time, we bowed down. When the men took the gun and come and say, you worship me, you do this, you do that, people did it. But now they're seeing it does not work. So right now in Rwanda, you're forbidden to protest. If they see you outside, even on your porch without a mask, they put you in a jail, they kill you, they do all those things. But before I come, I have a picture where thousands of people were just meeting with no mask because they are tired of it. And they are being pushed to the limit. Even if the people don't have the guns, they have the rocks. You know, I'm reminded of the story of David in the Bible. He refused to bow down before Goliath. Just because somebody is high up there telling you what to do, it doesn't mean you have to say yes. Even if you say no and you use the means you have to resist, you're going to win the war.
Okay, so let's talk about school then. I mentioned entrepreneurs starting new businesses. What about parents starting new schools
charter school, exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's an opportunity for a business. I was talking to my friend, who is a nurse, by the way, she sent me a text that I would like to read at some point. But as we start talking, she had gone on a vacation, and when she came back, she said, "Pastor, my pastor, they are telling me I need to be vaccinated. I'm resisting." I said, "No, I would never do that." But at the end of the conversation, you know, we said, maybe it's time for you to think. You used to do my hair. You used to run a salon. You used to make good money. Maybe this is the time that you think about having your own business. So that's why I would also encourage people.
So one other thing then, and that I'm thinking of licensing, because the government through licensing kind of gives you permission to be an entrepreneur or not. I think this may be something to push back on again. I think that industries should be able to have associations that license themselves. I don't think the government should be doing that, where they give permission whether or not you can do business or not. Your thoughts?
Yes, I agree with you. The government should not be in control of our everyday life, deciding for us, controlling every movement. That's why you have in Rwanda. Right now, in Rwanda, everybody, like, they bring the medical staff and the vaccine. They don't ask anybody, can we come and vaccinate? No, they come, they tell everybody, get out of the building, and you make a line, they poke you. And so we should not let the government take decisions for us. We are created with a free will. We are created with wisdom, and we are created with equal opportunity to prosper. And so maybe this is going to push people back to get more of their freedom.
Okay. Final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners today, Pastor Christine?
I am saying that these are the days really to unite, and not just talk about this, but we have to add action. What are the action? I told you, prayer is number one. To your prayer, add fasting. We are dealing with evil forces. I don't just think this is a politics. It's not politics anymore. It's evil forces. We are dealing with China. We are dealing with socialism. I would say there's got to be action to your faith. Otherwise, your faith is a fake. You know, protesting is something good. We need to make a noise. Why is everybody quiet? We need to make a noise. And we need to, you know, there are more people who are opposed to this. But we need to come together. We need to make noise.
And I think also, Pastor Christine, I think we need to be creative and not lose hope and
yes,
realize that we are not alone in all of this.
And we need to remember that evil is not going to win this war. They might win a couple of battles, but if we stand and not lose heart, when they come to you, they say, you're losing your job. It's better to lose the job by doing what is right. But in the end, it's going to pay off. When you stand, it's going to pay off. And also to remind people to resist.
To resist this medical tyranny that we have going on here. And in full disclosure, if somebody chooses that they want to get the vaccine, I support them on that. But it's the medical tyranny, this force, that we are so concerned about. Pastor Christine, it is so great to see you. Thank you so much for this. And my friends, we are Americans. God bless you, and God bless America. Okay, great.